Alexa, where did Joe Biden fall off his cycle?
Joe Biden died in National Naval Medical Center.
I could spend the next hour on an 11-minute speech Biden put out from the White House officially. People thought it was a deep fake, and they went and checked it. No, it's on the White House website. Completely insane. In 11 minutes, he blinks six times.
Let me close with this. Every day we rely on law enforcement to save lives. Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy. We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours, dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of a defeated president. The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American.
I mean, he looks like an animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese or something. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this looks like the intro to a horror movie or something where body snatchers have taken over. This happens in human civilization. It normally collapses civilization for at least a time when the good people let crazies get in charge.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
We let them be in control.
Mr. Biden, are you still groping senators' children? Creepy Joe Biden.
And they always start assaulting reality and assaulting common sense and assaulting due process and assaulting logic. And people keep acquiescing until everything disintegrates.
This is the first time in American history, I believe, that a chamber of the Congress will pass a bill openly defying the Supreme Court's explicit declaration of the constitutional rights of the American people. It represents the farthest ever reach of the Democrats' long-pursued massive resistance doctrine. In markup, I asked if any Democrat disputed that this bill bans guns and magazines in common use. Chairman Nadler candidly responded, quote,
"Would the gentleman yield?"
I would, for an answer to that question.
Yeah, that's the point of the bill.
So to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying it is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today?
Yes, the problem is they're in common use.
In other words, the essence of the bill is to stop commerce in weapons, as alternatively described by the court in Heller in 2008, as those, quote, typically possessed by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes, close quote.
And that is now the point we've entered at every level.
Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. Folks, as we fight inflation, bringing down gas prices is a big part of the job.
All right, I wanted to play some of the 11-minute speech so you can see he's not blinking, and then another speech later where he is. I mean, if you can figure out what this is, please tell me. We've reached out to some physiologists and people that can perhaps tell us what in the world this means, but it's getting crazy. We have done incredible things together. The InfoWars family that you are the heart of has changed the world for the better. Humanity's not being hit flat-footed by the globalist takeover. The resistance is exploding all across the world, and it is incredible. So I salute you, and I thank you for your support. You are what they fear most. Populist patriots not just in the U.S., but worldwide, that want a pro-human future. Our work has never been more important. And InfoWars has never been under greater attack. And we have plans and operations that we know will not just keep us on the air, but make InfoWars more effective than ever. A lot of projects we've been involved in are just now launching, like the book, like Alex's War, and so many other projects that are 3 or 4 months behind, but are about to be rolled out. But those projects could be blown up on the ground, on the launch pad, if we don't get hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra funding every month for the next 6 months at least, because the bandwidth alone at Band.Video is costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, because it's a rebel outpost with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views a day changing the world. So again, thank you for what you've done there, but help keep us on the air now more than ever. The Great Reset book, now available for pre-order, also signed copies, InfoWarsStore.com. The Enemy's Battle Plan, absolute must-have, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get it there now. We also have Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for a long time, our number one best-selling product, so good for your immune system. It is back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our newest product, Diet Force. I've already lost 39 pounds on this. Yeah, I was getting really fat. InfoWarsStore.com. You can get all three of our great toothpastes that are fluoride-free for 50% off together or 40% off individually. We need funds now more than ever. Help keep us on the air at this critical juncture, and you're going to see major victory very, very soon. Hell, we're already seeing it. So I salute you. I thank you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out these and other amazing products.